Well, now joining us on the programme today, we have one of the fun-loving criminals, best known as Fast, and heading for the Loo Music Festival this coming weekend. So, Fast, welcome along. Nice to talk to you. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's great to be here on the station. Thank you very much for taking some time to talk to me. We're very excited to hit up the Loo Fest in a couple Sundays, so we'll be rocking.
I bet you will be. Tell me about the fun-loving criminals, because is it right that you're celebrating 20 years in the business now?
Yeah, you know, 2016 is the 20th anniversary of our debut record, Confine Yourself, which was, you know, a life-saving event for Huey and myself. You know, growing up in New York City, working in a nightclub called The Limelight, and we just got really lucky being in the right place at the right time and got a record deal. And here we are 20 years later and 7 albums later, and, you know, we're just celebrating this record by going out and playing it in full, and it's really cool. I mean, on our own shows is when we've been performing the album start to finish. For the festival events, we've been sort of playing a mixed mash of all of our songs. So if people who came to our tour in February, they would have seen, you know, we would have performed the whole album from start to finish. And next year we'll be doing the same, even though it's not the 20th anniversary, but it takes a long time to get around the world to play for everybody. So we're very excited, man. I mean, 20 years later, it could feel like yesterday, and sometimes it feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, but, I'm sure.
You know, we've been very lucky, so we're very blessed.
I've heard Huey in interviews saying that it sort of happened very quickly for you. I mean, you went from a standing start to world fame almost in a very short space of time. Did that mess with your head at all?
You know, I think maybe his head more than mine. Huey and I made an agreement, a sort of an understanding early on, that he, being the singer, was going to handle most of the press, and I was going to handle most of the business, which has worked out well. And, you know, I think for him being, you know, thrust into the spotlight, especially in the UK, it might have gotten to his head a little bit, but not in a bad way. He's still the same guy he was when I met him in New York. You know, some people say, oh, he's got such a big ego. Well, he had that same ego when he was a bartender, so nothing's different now.
Lead singers, eh? Lead singers all the way.
Elvis syndrome, as Keith Richards called it. Yeah.
Yeah. So where do you make your home these days, Fast?
We all live in the UK, actually. Huey and I moved over here around 2006, 2007. And the drummer, Frank, is from the Midlands, Leicester born and bred. So he's obviously very happy with the Leicester football team being top of the league and all that. But yeah, you know, we always feel like, okay, well, we're a New York band, but we all live in the UK. But, you know, you could take us out of New York, but you can't take the New York out of us. So we're still heavily inspired by, you know, how we grew up in New York and the music. And I think Frank, you know, is the same way. You know, he's always looked to city of inspiration, even when he was growing up in Leicester. You know, when we met him, he was like an honorary New Yorker. He wore big oversized clothes. He listened to hip hop from New York, and, you know, just an all around cool dude.
I think anyone who knows your music, the Fun Loving Criminals, will agree that it's not easy to categorize. There's a lot of different influences going on in there, isn't there? So what were you listening to when you were growing up?
You know, it's funny, because when I met Huey, my background was more like electronic music. You know, I grew up loving anything with synthesized music, so I loved the soundtracks of that Vangelis did, you know, Blade Runner and stuff, and I loved Depeche Mode, even a lot of UK kind of synth pop bands in the 80s, where Huey grew up sort of more in a classic rock and roll, Eagles, Van Halen, kind of blues was the music he listened to. But when we met at this club in the Limelight where we both worked, our mutual ground was hip hop. We both loved hip hop. So when we started messing around with music, he basically was like, you know, take all those electronic breakbeats you got and just slow them down. Slow them down from 120 BPM, slow them down to 90 BPMs, and it sort of was a good, you know, mutual ground for us to start writing music from, taking his classic rock CDs and his blues rock CDs and mixing it with all these beats and, you know, electronic technology like samplers and stuff. So, you know, being from New York as well, you walk down the street or any of the different neighborhoods in New York City or Brooklyn, or any of the, you know, boroughs, you hear all different music coming from the windows, you know. So that inspired us, you know, to not be pigeonholed to being a band that only plays rock music. You know, we wanted rock songs with rapping in it. We wanted rap songs with guitar solos. You know, we love soul music. You know, so that we didn't have any rules or boundaries. We just wrote what we felt.
The great thing about that is that you have your own unique sound, and I doubt anyone else could ever replicate it, really. You know, when you're listening to a Fun Loving Criminals record, I always think. Now, let's get back to the Lou Music Festival, which is, this is going to be a debut for you there, isn't it?
Yeah, we played down in Cornwall and in that area of England before, but never in Lou. We've heard great things about this festival. Some friends of ours and bands and stuff have played there before, and just said, wow, you're really in for a treat. So we're excited. You know, playing on a Sunday is always a bit different, but, you know, from a Friday or Saturday, mind you, but it's still gonna be a good time. Anytime we do concerts, we try to just make the people feel comfortable and know that we're all here to party together. Let's forget about the problems in the world and just have a good time, you know?
yeah I mean, that is your watchword, isn't it? There's always been that sort of humor and fun in the music.
Well, it's what Viv Savage in Spinal Tap, the keyboard player for Spinal Tap, always said, have a good time all the time. You know, and that's the thing. Spinal Tap, when we were going on tour in the early days, and even to this day, when we're on tour buses and stuff, and we're always watching Spinal Tap and realizing, wow, it's exactly accurate. It's just when it happens in real life, it's not really as funny as in the movie. But, you know, we're a band that loves doing quotes of movies and all that stuff, and Spinal Tap is definitely a big one.
Well, listen, Fast, it's really good to talk to you, and I'm sure you're going to have a fabulous night Sunday in Lou. Thank you for joining us, and keep playing that music.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.